Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I'm Kashao Patrick, the layman. And this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions. Welcome to another episode of Swala Nyeti. And today we are joined by a guest lawyer, Wangui Waihura. Karibu sana.
Hey, Kashao. Thanks for having me back. I'm very glad to be here. Once again, I am a family lawyer dealing with children, succession, custody, maintenance, divorce, all of that. But I'm here to talk about children mainly, so mimi ndio wakili wa watoto.
We have a few questions for you, Wangui, starting with, when we separated with my abusive husband, he never sent me a shilling for our baby. But now that I am remarrying 4 years later, he wants joint custody. Can I stop him?
There are two things to keep in mind. The first principle is the best interest principle, and this is in the Constitution as well as the Act. And a child's best interest is of paramount importance in every matter concerning the child. That's a primary consideration courts will make. The second thing to remember is that you cannot wish away someone's biological parent. Regardless of the relationship between the parents, a parent is a parent, and they have certain rights and responsibilities protected by the Constitution. And one of them is the right to live with and care for their child. A child has a right to live with and be cared for by its parents. And so parents necessarily then have the responsibility to live with and care for their children. So now that the parents are living in separate homes, you said that you're separated, the father might have access. You're saying that he's asking for joint custody, which would just mean access. He might want to see him, might have to want him to have him on the weekends, and that's something that is protected by the Constitution. And it doesn't matter if he's not been participating in the past, it's just that now going forward, rights come with responsibilities. So if he wants access to the child, he will also be required to participate in the child's upkeep and maintenance. So that's something that you will get. However, you've mentioned that this man was abusive. And so that's something to note. That's something to bring to the attention of the court. If he was abusive towards the child, then the courts will order supervised access. The courts are reluctant to prevent a child from seeing their parent, but they might order supervised access, which means that someone else will be present when the child is spending time with his parent. Or they might refuse completely, but that's rare.
My late sister's husband is a drunk and an addict. Can I rescue my 2-year-old nephew from him?
When a parent dies, the surviving parent gets legal guardianship automatically. All the rights and responsibilities over the child, all the parental rights and responsibilities attached to the surviving parent. So you cannot wish him away, the biological father. The best thing to do to begin with is to try and discuss with him and see if he will let you have the child. And if he will let you have the child, you can apply to court for custody with his consent. It can even be joint custody so that you both have parental rights and responsibilities over the child. If that fails, you can still apply to court as a person who can show cause why they should have custody of the child. And the court, when they are deciding that, there are a few things that they will consider. The first is the conduct and issues of the parent. That's where now you bring in any risk that the child faces having their parent, because you've mentioned he is an addict and a drunkard. So those are the things you would bring to the attention of the court. Also, any wishes of any other relatives of the child will be taken into consideration. The harm that the child is likely to suffer being where they are, you will tell the court about that. And the customs of the community that the child belongs to. And then also any siblings that the child has and the circumstances that the siblings are in. So a sibling staying with another relative, would the child be best placed to stay there? But the overarching principle is, of course, best interests of the child. Just where would the child be safest? Where would they be best cared for? That's what I would say on that.
My ex-wife, who I am separated with, is demanding that we share expenses of raising my son 50-50. Including cost of internet and the house help. Is this the law?
On this question, we will start with the Constitution. Every child has a right to parental care and protection, which includes equal responsibility of the mother and father to provide for the child, whether they are married or not. That's the short answer, but we'll flesh it out a bit. Provision, what does that mean? Because the Constitution is saying you have equal responsibility to provide, but what is provision? So the Children Act says parents have equal parental responsibility, and parental responsibility includes providing 5 things, basic needs, the ones we learned in primary school: adequate diet, shelter, clothing, medical care, education. So those are the 5 basic things that both parents will have to provide. Those are 50-50s. However, there is the best interest principle, and we will keep coming back to that. And the question is it in the child's best interest to be financially destabilized because of conflict between their parents? Should the child have to suffer that instability? So if the child previously they had an internet and TV subscription, if he used to go to a restaurant every weekend, if he used to go swimming, if he used to go to concerts, all of those things, if you were paying for them, they would be part of the child's provisions. And those things you will have to split, because the child should not be punished for a breakdown in the relationship between parents. And it would be in the best interest of the child to just keep them at the same level that they were at even before you separated. However, if you can show that you're not able to take care of the extras, if you can show that you're not financially able, the court will then just limit itself to the 5 basic needs.
I want to adopt my sister's 10-year-old daughter, who I have been living with since her mother took off to live with another man 1 year ago. What is the process?
Relatives are allowed to adopt children. They call those kinship adoptions. It's in the Children Act, it's allowed, it's possible. But there are other considerations that will also come into play. So is this the person who's asking the question, are they male or female? Because the child is a girl, the law provides that they can only be adopted by either a married couple or a sole female applicant. Sole male applicants are not allowed to adopt children who are females. However, you can ask the court to exempt you on the basis of special circumstances. So you can say maybe you're married, in which case we would, you know, advise that you both apply, you and your wife apply to adopt the girl, or you have other children, or you're already raising a girl by yourself, you can, you know, the court might consider allowing you to just have another girl, or, you know, you're a relative, that's also a special circumstance which would apply in this case. Also, an issue comes up of consent. So you've said that your sister took off. It would be best if you could find her and get her to consent to the adoption. Both her and the child's father, if you know them, you get find them and ask them to consent. However, if you can't find them, you can tell the court that the child was abandoned. There's a provision for that. So if the child was abandoned and you haven't seen or heard from their parent in 6 months or more, you can ask the court to dispense with that requirement for consent. So after you do that, then you'll need to find an adoption society which will clear the child for adoption. They will also sort of investigate, find out if the mother can be traced. Then after that, they will begin the legal process.
I earn 10 times more than the mother of my child, who is jobless. If we separate, can I stay with the children?
The first question I would have is, how old are these children? Because for children of 10 years, that is children who are 10 years and below, the mother has a natural right to have the children. So if they are 10 and below, the mother would have maternal preference, that's what it's called. And this is as a matter of course, unless there are exceptional circumstances, which would be, for example, if she's unfit or her living quarters are in a deplorable state, or she's taken a new husband, or she's of disgraceful conduct, that could be immoral behavior or a drunken habit. So those are the things that would disqualify a mother from having the children. But as a matter of course, you know, ordinarily, she would have preference over the father. Another thing is the gender of the child. So ordinarily, the courts would prefer that girls stay with their mother. And then on the issue of maintenance, we've said the Constitution gives both parents equal rights and responsibilities over the children, regardless of who earns what and regardless of where the child is staying. So if the mother is staying with the child, the father will still have to participate in care and maintenance. It would be 50-50 of the child's needs. However, if one of the parents is not able to provide, again, best interest principle is what we go by. So the children will not sleep hungry or not go to school. The parent who is able to will provide for all their needs, but for a short time, on a short-term basis, while the other parent is finding a source of income, and then now they'll share 50-50. But to begin with, the court might order that one parent carry the full load.
Thank you very much for joining us in this episode of Swala Nyeti.
Thanks again for having me. It was a pleasure to do this. Kwaherini.
And to all our listeners, see you. Bye. Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website, www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.